This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The lull in snow at this hour along the Front Range is only temporary. Forecasters say the storm hanging out over eastern Colorado could dump historic amounts of snow. It's already making roads and highways in parts of central and eastern Colorado impassable. Governor Jared Polis declared a disaster emergency. The National Guard has been activated to help with safety operations. Meanwhile, CDOT has issued some travel restrictions on highways and interstates in the mountains as the storm intensifies. Any vehicles with trailers are not allowed in either direction on I-70 between Golden to Silverthorne starting this afternoon at 4. Similar rules are in place for I-25 over Monument Hill and parts of US 285, US 40, and US 6. CDOT says heavy snow will make it hazardous for any drivers heading through the high country, but that semi-trucks and towed vehicle crashes could pose an even bigger risk. So far today, more than 460 flights at Denver International Airport have been canceled and about 560 others have been delayed. DIA says, as always, check with your airline before heading to the airport. President-elect Trump has promised to launch a national mass deportation effort starting in Colorado. Gladys Ibarra leads the Colorado Immigrants Rights Coalition, which helped push against Trump's immigration actions during his first term.
It is exhausting, right? It is exhausting, and also we don't have to do it alone. And when there are more of us, it becomes an easier weight to lift.
The group plans to defend laws preventing local law enforcement from fully cooperating with federal immigration authorities. This is CPR News in KRCC.